Hello, Doug Brown joining Brendan Stone today on Unusual Sources on CFMU McMaster Radio 93.3 FM. Well, we've been covering the situation in Gaza and the occupied territories for a number of years now. It's an awful situation, I think particularly in Gaza, which has been subjected to this cruel and illegal blockade. And so there's efforts made to try to break the blockade, and I think one of the most prominent ones is sending boats to Gaza with aid to draw attention to the plight of the Gazans. And there's a boat that's going to be it's in the Mediterranean right now. There's a whole flotilla, and there's a Canadian is joining that boat, and we have him on the line. We have on the line Bob Lovelace. He's a member of the Ardoc Algonquin tribe in First Nations and on faculty at Queen's University. Bob, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, welcome. And Bob, I think it's very shortly you're going to be going overseas and join the flotilla.
Yes, I'm planning to leave on Monday and join the flotilla during the week.
Right. And can you tell us a little bit about the boat you're going to be on and where it is right now?
Well, I haven't been assigned to a boat, but I will when I arrive in the Mediterranean. We've tried to be somewhat quiet because the Israeli Defense Forces will be out on alert trying to stop the flotilla from advancing toward Gaza.
Yeah, I can certainly understand that. I recall that I think it was the Tahrir, an earlier boat was held up at a port in Greece for some time. So
yes,
I can understand the need for not total openness in this case. Bob, could you tell us? You're going to be the Canadian delegate on this flotilla. What motivated you to get involved in this cause and go in the flotilla?
Well, I've been involved with the flotilla for a number of years now, simply because the policies in Gaza, both Israeli policies and Canadian policies, are very, very similar to the policies, the colonial policies here in Canada against Aboriginal people. It's a situation of settler colonialism and an ability on the part of a sort of an oppressive state to take over land, to alienate people, and to really destroy their economy so that Israel and the West have much more sway over what happens in the Middle East.
Yeah,
and the people in Palestine have been the victims of this.
Yeah,
just as the people in the Aboriginal people here in Canada are victims of colonialism.
Right, and I think that's an important connection that you and others have talked about. Israel, like Canada, is also a white settler state that has displaced the indigenous population.
Yes. The tactics are much the same as I said, the object has been to literally destroy the economy of Gaza. There's a million, and a half people in the area of Gaza. And, I've referred to it as the largest Indian reserve in the world, because it's completely blocked off. It's blocked off from the sea. It's blocked off from the air. And it's basically blocked off from the land because you have to have special permits to come in and out of Gaza.
Yes, it's a dreadful situation, and actually the comparison to our reserves, when you think of the Gazans themselves, I mean, some of them were actually from Gaza, but many of them were Palestinians displaced from other areas of Palestine.
That's right, because during the Nakba, many Palestinians fled into Gaza and became refugees there and could not return to their traditional lands. You know, the blockade is much like the old pass system for our reserves here in Canada, where you had to have a pass to leave reserves. You had to have official permission to go in and out of reserve. The situation in Gaza is exactly the same.
Yes, so, Bob, this isn't your first time on. I think you were on an earlier flotilla, weren't you?
I was on the Tahrir when we attempted to leave Greece, and it was a time when Greece was experiencing their sort of economic meltdown, and Israel had a fair amount of sway over Greece in terms of finances. And so the Greek government sort of was seconded by Israel to stop any boats leaving Greece. And they also permitted Israeli forces to come in and sabotage some of the ships on that particular flotilla.
Was the Tahrir sabotaged?
No, it wasn't. We were held in port for a long time and then told that we wouldn't be allowed to leave. We did managed to leave the port of Agio Nicola, where we were on Crete, but we were later chased down by the Greek Navy and sort of machine gun toting commandos took over the ship and hauled us back into Agio Nicola. Later on, the Tahrir would be allowed to leave, and so it went over to Turkey, in which we attempted to leave again, and we were allowed to leave Turkey, but only with a very small crew.
Oh, okay. So once you get on this flotilla, there's a lot people from a lot of countries are involved. Can you tell us a little bit about the other participants and crew members that'll be on the flotilla?
Yes. It really is an international coalition of civil society. There are Europeans, there's Australians, there are people from the United States and Canada that will be going this time and have been involved. This is really an international effort. When we did our training in nonviolent resistance in Greece, we worked in about four or five different languages. We worked in German, French, Spanish, and English.
Yeah, truly an international effort, and I guess that's an objective because, I think it's recognized that what we really need is for international awareness of just what's going on in Gaza, how terrible this blockade is, how illegal it is, and yet it continues.
Yeah. I think a lot of people in civil society around the world are concerned because the states that are involved in supporting Israel are really breaking international law. And that has come to the attention of people in civil society, ordinary people who are aware of what's going on and dismayed by the fact that states like Canada and the United States continue to support this blockade, even though the UN has declared it to be illegal.
Yes, and it's peculiar in North America. We had Jim Manley on 2 years ago after he had been part of the a delegation on the Estelle, he was put in prison for a while in Israel, but he's a former member of Parliament, and I asked him about are there parliamentarians, because On that particular expedition, there were a number of parliamentarians, active parliamentarians from other countries, but none from Canada, except, you know, Jim, who was retired. At the political level, there certainly needs to be a huge awareness raising exercise that no one is standing up in Parliament. So we not only have a government that is, you know, doesn't challenge Israel on anything, and it pretty well goes for all the individual MPs as well.
Yes, our politicians are really reluctant to get involved, and you know they're not very courageous about this, even making public statements regarding the bombing of Gaza last summer. Politicians stayed, you know, absolutely silent on that, and it really is time that they take a stand. You know, even the Green Party, Elizabeth May, you know, the Green Party takes a position of sort of engage what they call engage neutrality. Now, you'd think that a party like the Green Party, which stands for protecting the environment and human rights, would do a little bit better than just engage neutrality.
Yes, and it seems
I don't even know what type of engagement that is.
No, and it's gone nowhere. You know, for years now, we've heard this line about Canada supports the two-state solution. But when Jeff Halper, an Israeli human rights activist, was here last winter, he said, well, that train's left the station. They built so many settlements throughout the West Bank that a two-state solution has been almost wiped out as a possibility, yet there's no criticism.
It's Israel is facing the same sort of civil conflicts that Canada has on its horizon. You know, so much of traditional Aboriginal land has been taken over in Canada that it's really hard for Aboriginal communities to use their traditional lands for economic development. And the laws in Canada basically say that Aboriginal people have to be consulted and accommodated, but the Supreme Court has also said that they have no veto power. And that's the same position that Palestinians find themselves in their own territory, the West Bank, which is not Israel. It is the West Bank. And Israel continues to build settlements, which is against international law. And frankly, it's going to create a huge civil problem for that country. And I'm sure that, you know, from what I read in Israeli newspapers, a lot of Israelis oppose the idea of settlement because they understand that they'll end up in the same sort of conflicts that we find here in Canada, in the same sort of moral dilemma.
Right, it's really something that I think all Canadians of goodwill really have to be concerned about this issue, concerned about what our government is doing or isn't doing, and we should be supporting efforts like yourself and the others involved in the Freedom Flotilla, you know, to keep the pressure up on Israel. Now, there's another campaign going on, the BDS or Boycott, Divestment, Sanctions campaign. It seems to be getting a lot of traction, so much so that the federal government is going to class it as anti-Semitism. It's an amazing reaction. I think, though, it's a signal of how effective this campaign is starting to become. So,
yes.
You know, we have to keep working on peaceful means like this, the BDS, the Freedom Flotilla to Gaza. I think are great initiatives and one that merits all of our support. Now, you're going to be at an event this Sunday in Toronto about the Freedom Flotilla, and I'd like our listeners to be aware of it because, you know, people, it's a drive or a subway ride there. The event is called Sailing to Gaza Again, and it's on this Sunday, June 14th, 2 p.m., and it's at Beit Zetun, which is on 612 Markham Street. That's just a very short walk from the Bathurst subway on the Bloor subway line. So you're going to be there, Bob, I understand, as well as David Heap, who is a board member of Gaza's Ark.
Yes, and David was also on the Tahrir when it was taken over by the Israeli Defense Forces, and he also spent time in an Israeli prison until he was deported. Yes, the event on Sunday is really a celebration of supporters of the flotilla. We really want people to come together and celebrate the fact that we can engage in this nonviolent, peaceful demonstration that the flotilla is. And so we really want to celebrate that that process of Canadians getting engaged in international affairs. I'm really hoping that a lot of Aboriginal people will come out to Beit Zetun and be part of that celebration. There's almost sort of an unwritten rule that Aboriginal people are not supposed to sort of talk about our own colonialism here or get engaged or involved in international affairs. You know, there's the idea that we better solve our own problems here first. But colonialism has been a worldwide scourge for hundreds of years now. And the fallout, the outcome of colonialism has marginalized literally millions of people around the world. And we're all connected to them. Our liberation and the liberation of everyone here in Canada is tied to this process of decolonization.
Yes, absolutely. And, we need justice for all.
We can't live well because other people suffer.
Right.
And I think if people understand that really simple, basic concept that we live in a fairly affluent country because Canada has engaged in colonialism not only at home, but is still engaged in colonialism around the world.
Yes.
Through our mining and extractive industries.
Right. Now, in preparing for our interview today, I went on the web and I found your blog. It was very informative, very interesting, and I particularly liked the video clip you have of where you explain why I am going to Gaza. And I'd like to recommend to our listeners that they go have a look at this because, in fact, other family members asked me to turn up, the volume so they could hear what I was listening to. I'm not really big on the long URLs of computers, but I think if people just go to Google Bob Lovelace and the blog would be sure to appear, especially Bob [S2] Yep. [S1] Lovelace, maybe Gaza. Also on the computer, I'd suggest if you want to support the work that Bob and the Freedom Flotilla are doing, there's a website, freedomflotilla.org. There's also another website, tahrir.ca. Where you can get more information, and also if you want to make a donation, because everything costs money. It costs money to get over there. It costs money to get supplies to be able to charter these boats. They're big boats and quite costly to charter. So I recommend go to one of those websites, freedomflotilla.org or tahrir.ca. Or Bob Lovelace's own blog, and in fact, financially, it's going to be involve some personal expenses on your part, just to get wherever you have to get on this trip.
Yes, it most of it comes out of our own pockets and the donations of supporters. You know, I wanted to mention one other thing about why we're going to Gaza. We have some what you might refer to as aid on the ships. And that's important. When we were on the Tahrir, we were trying to take in medical supplies, and those were impounded by the Israeli Defense Forces. But, you know, we also had a program called Gaza's Ark, in which we were we reconstructed a ship that was in Gaza, and we employed Gaza laborers and longshoremen to help restore that boat. And then we made contacts with many artisans and farmers to bring their goods out in a trade, because it's really important to restore the economy of Gaza. The that boat, though, was sabotaged in Gaza Harbor just before it was ready to leave. And then we brought it up on dry dock to repair it again. And, of course, this is all costly. We repaired it again. And once again, it was ready to go. And last summer, the Israeli Navy bombarded it from the sea, and it burned and was destroyed. But we keep at it. You know, we're a pretty persistent lot in that we really want to bring sort of awareness of what's going on in Gaza and give people, Canadians and other people around the world, the opportunity to get involved in resisting this type of oppression.
Yes, and it's very valuable that very vital that this work continue. So I'll just give the particulars again. This Sunday, sailing to Gaza again. This is at Beit Zaitoun, 612 Markham Street, almost next door to the Bathurst subway stop on the Bloor Line. And if you want more information about the flotilla and about Gaza, first of all, I recommend Bob Lovelace's own blog. You can Google it. I'm sure it'll come right up. Particularly, what I'd recommend the video there called "Why I Am Going to Gaza." And for the overall project, Canadian Boat to Gaza, you can find that at tahrir.ca or the freedomflotilla.org is for the Freedom Flotilla Coalition. So I ask people to, you know, try to get involved in this issue in some way, even if it's just from your computer. You know, you can do things. You can express your concern to your member of parliament. There's all sorts of things we can do collectively to put some pressure on our government and the government of Israel.
So, and people can also share their when they go on to the blog and when they go on to the Gaza Tahrir sites, they can share those. So I really encourage people to share what's on the computer.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Bob, thanks so much for joining us today, and our very best wishes, you know, for your trip over to the Mediterranean and your voyage on in the flotilla. So, and again, thank you for all the work that you do for justice and human rights.
Well, thank you very much, and I want the listeners to also know that nobody's a stranger when they come to the gathering on Sunday. So please come out.
Okay, great. Thanks very much, Bob. And that was Bob Lovelace. He's a member of the Ardoc Algonquin First Nation and a professor at Queen's University. He's the Canadian delegate on the Freedom Flotilla that's now on its way to Gaza.
Thanks very much, Doug. That was great that you were able to get that interview. Now, this is the third Freedom Flotilla, I believe. Now, we covered intensely, in detail, the first one. We interviewed participants. We had live updates about that very important phenomenon. We also covered Freedom Flotilla 2. These were world-shaking events. They brought a lot of publicity to the cause of Gaza, bringing attention to the blockade. So you had mentioned, Doug, there's an event this Sunday.
Yes, it's promises to be a great event. I'm hoping to make it myself. So the event is called Sailing to Gaza Again, with an exclamation mark. It's this Sunday, June 14th, 2 p.m., Beit Zetun, which is at 612 Markham Street, and that's pretty well next door to the Bathurst stop on the Bloor subway. So,
you know, that's a very popular destination. Listeners of the Taylor Report will know Beit Zetun, very popular venue for events related to Gaza, but also many other kinds of events. One of the best artistic and cultural centers in the city of Toronto. And yes, it's at 612 Markham, very easily accessible from public transit. I encourage people to go this Sunday. Especially if there's fundraising involved, as you say. It took people on the ground to make this happen, just ordinary Canadians. Yeah. A lot of these people are activists, politicians, retired people, you know. They had a life in politics or whatever, and you'd think it's over, but no. They're going to do something risky for free, and they want to bring attention to the cause of Gaza. Lots of ordinary people that you might know from all the way from BC to here to the East Coast have taken part in making the Freedom Flotilla 1, 2, and now 3 possible. So people should come to the fundraiser Sunday at 612 Markham at Beit Zetun. What time is it again?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock p.m. Right. You know, and I'm glad you mentioned that event because there are other events in solidarity with Palestine, and on the subject of colonialism, as your guest referred to. Later this month, the 24th, I guess 10 days after the event you mentioned, the 24th, there's going to be a picket, picket the charitable status of the Jewish National Fund. I remember the protest that was organized in 2013 by Independent Jewish Voices. The purpose of it was to bring attention to the fact that the JNF is a charitable status, I understand, in Canada, which means it's tax deductible, and that is despite the fact that it's involved in the displacement of Palestinians. And once or twice, a few times now, there's been pickets of the JNF Negev dinner, which happens late in June, and pickets to draw attention to the colonial activities, the colonial project of the JNF. And so there is an event happening on the 24th. I think it's at 6 to 7 p.m. at the Hamilton Convention Center, just across the street from City Hall, you know, where all the events are, like you go to if there's a ballet or something, it's at the Hamilton Convention Center, and that's where the Negev dinner is. But you can get information about that at the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War website. That's www.HamiltonCoalitionToStopTheWar.ca. I said it would be updated on last week's program, and indeed it has been updated. So there's information about this Negev dinner protest or picket. There's also other events too that we want to bring to your attention. But you know what? We're going to take a little musical break, some station announcements, and we'll be back with these Hamilton-related event notices and also some more interesting Canada-related news. So we'll be back.